This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. It's 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, November 7th, 2020. This is a special edition of the CNN Political Briefing. 32 years after he first sought the presidency and 4 days after Election Day, CNN has projected that Joe Biden has been elected the 46th president of the United States, winning at least 273 electoral votes, with Pennsylvania, his native state, putting him over the top. A glass ceiling was also shattered, as America has also voted to make Kamala Harris the first woman and first person of color to hold the second highest office of the land. The Biden-Harris ticket has received at least 75 million votes nationwide, more votes than any presidential ticket in American history, and votes are still being counted. There are no doubt going to be legal challenges ahead. President Trump already making clear he's not instantly conceding the race. We'll see how long he maintains that posture. But whatever legal challenges are brought, at the current state of play, they look unlikely to be successful and actually alter the outcome of this race. President-elect Biden has accomplished a rare feat in American politics, defeating an incumbent president. He is also the oldest person ever elected president of the United States and will almost certainly be presiding over a divided Washington. Joe Biden accomplished what he set out to do politically in this election, which was to restore that so-called blue wall, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, that Donald Trump won so narrowly, those three states, to defeat Hillary Clinton and become the 45th president of the United States. And Joe Biden delivered on his promise that he was going to restore that blue wall, but that's not all he did. He is also currently leading in Georgia and Arizona, which may add to his total and get him up to 306 electoral votes, which, by the way, is where President Trump was on election night 2016. This is not a small victory. Biden didn't get just the bare minimum. He actually restored those traditional Democratic states in the upper Midwest, Rust Belt, industrial Midwest region of the country, and he's actually expanded the Democratic Party's reach into some of that Sun Belt that we've been talking about, into Georgia, into Arizona. Joe Biden clearly enters the presidency with a mandate. It may not have been some dramatic big wave election that many people were predicting on the left, but that doesn't make the reality of how substantial Joe Biden's victory is any less true. What is also true is that Joe Biden is going to inherit a set of challenges that is unlike anything a brand new president has faced before. Not even Barack Obama, when he assumed office in 2009 with the financial crisis, faced quite a set of challenges like this. A raging pandemic that is getting worse, not better, by the day. That's mission critical for Joe Biden to wrap his arms around as the nation's new leader and defeat it. There's also the economic fallout from the coronavirus, devastating so many Americans and their livelihoods. Tens of millions of jobs lost. That, too, is something that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will need to immediately wrap their arms around. There are 74 days left in the Trump presidency, and Donald Trump is nowhere near, apparently, according to our reporting, at a place where he's admitting and acknowledging the reality that that is true, that there are only 74 days left of the Trump presidency. Perhaps when he starts accepting that reality, a smooth, peaceful transition of power can begin in earnest. That sets Joe Biden and Kamala Harris up for the most success possible come January 20th. Not political success, success for America in one of its darkest, most challenging times. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. And stay tuned to CNN for the very latest on America electing Joe Biden, its 46th president of the United States.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.